Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, alongside Alec Medford. And we also have Jacob Ray in studio with us. So if you're like, hold on, who is that guy? You hear him all over the station. He fills in for everybody. One of our shining up-and-comers here at the station.
He's a stud. And I finally get to work with him. Like, I've trained him. And I work alongside him, but I get to like work with him. This is fun.
Matter of time.
So you, what did you just say? Did you say shower
just
time?
A matter of time.
Oh, I matter of time.
Shower time. No, he said sandwich time.
Oh, dude, sandwich time is amazing. It's one of my favorites.
You say that real quick at Taco Bueno last Friday in Flower Mound. As we introed AM on the FM, multiple people in the restaurant yelled sandwich time.
Thank you very much, Tolos. Y'all, look, man, things like the dip. All right, sandwich time. Like, there's so many unique things. Dude, shield your home for Rhino Shield. The fact that people slam their fists down and go, shield it, they do it with us. The fact that people actually walk into GM Justin Rudd and smash their hand on the table and demand to see Justin Rudd. Like, those are things that we say and y'all carry out. Y'all make these things even cooler. A lot of times people ask me about, you know, lore when it comes to the station. Oh, tell me about this. We don't know what's going to hit. We can think, oh, dude, we're doing a bit that's going to be absolutely brilliant. But it really is the Tolo that says, I liked that, and I want to discuss that more, and I want to use it in my daily life. Like, y'all are the ones that make this thing cool. So thank you very much for enjoying the sandwich with us, you know, enjoying the sandwich conversation. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. Alec, you did have some breaking news about the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I do believe that they were checking in on Gardner Minshew's ACL after the other ACL injury. I don't know if I haven't seen an update on that yet, but this is not about the players or anything that's going on the field.
Yeah, but very big picture item here. Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star from the local beat there reporting that the Chiefs have informed administrative officials that they will announce their move to Kansas today, pending the expected LCC approval. So a big-time change could be coming, and it sounds like it is coming, for the Kansas City Chiefs, no longer in the future going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be going to the state of Kansas, and we could get that announcement today, which is going to break all the hearts of the Fred Davises of the world.
Whenever we went to Kansas City, I had never known that Kansas City split the border. Like, there, I never knew that. And so I went there for some event in college, and I was like, oh man, Kansas is so cool. And they're like, this is Missouri, you dumbass. And I was like, what? What is happening right now? And so, but what I'm fascinated by is they were talking about putting a domed stadium together. And that Arrowhead Stadium is amazing. It looks so cool. It's an old stadium, but it still looks so cool, has such a great vibe about it. And I'm very interested to see how you encapsulate all that fun stuff that they've been able to create and keep that sound in a dome stadium. I just don't know how it's going to be done, but I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for that update today there, Alec Medford. It is time for hits and misses, and we start with the tracking the top 10 rushers and top 10 passer records over the week, as we always do. Very elementary level conversation on this, but top 10 passers this week, 3-7. The top 10 rushers, 7-3. So again, right now it is 73-73-2 on the season for passers, 106-37-2 on the season for the top 10 rushers each week. So they're doing, running the ball is important. We always say that. We've always said that on this show. Would you guys like the hits or the misses from this week?
You know what, Jacob? I think we go with the misses first because his thought process here is interesting.
All right, guys, we start with Lamar Jackson's health. That is a miss. Poor dude. Back injury, has to leave the game. And it just, this season has been tough for him in general. And that's honorable mention, though. Honorable mention, Lamar Jackson's health is a big miss. Also honorable mention, Puka Nacua, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns, but they lost. George Pickens, 7 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown, but the Cowboys lost. Therefore, they missed, all right? Missed and whiffed completely.
It's National Math Appreciation Day, and I don't think the math is quite mathing there, Majors.
I'm just saying.
It's your list, so I can't really debate it. I can just question it,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. You can question it, but that's all you can do, honestly. Well,
I feel powerless. Okay.
Guys, number 3 on the misses of the weekend, DK Metcalf. Or the other guy. I don't know exactly where this stands at the moment, but watching the video, it looks ridiculous. It looks like a punch. From the other angle, he grabs the guy by the shirt and pulls him down and then swats at him. And then we saw a little while ago that DK Metcalf, according to, I think it was Pelissero, said that this is a guy that he's already had to point out to security before with the Seahawks. The same fan, he reported to security with the Seahawks while playing for that club last year. And so the fact that DK Metcalf left and didn't say anything to the media afterwards, a little embarrassed, I would say. He was embarrassed of what he just did, and he knows it's going to end up in a punishment. And he was like, look, probably the bosses came to him and said, you need to just go. Don't bring any more attention to it because it's already got enough attention to it. You need to just go and we'll figure out how to navigate the optics on this for you. And that looked bad. It looked really bad. And whoever, look, man, as players, somehow you got to block all that out and focus on what's going on in the field. That should be your focus anyway. The other side of it is how far is too far as a fan in the things that you say, and some things are just ridiculous. We've heard plenty of them.
The reason that I don't want to knock DK too much, you shouldn't put your hands on fans.
Mm-mm.
Like that I want to make that clear. That and the way the NFL is going to handle it, in my mind, is very much like, you do not impact the people who drive this ship. Like, that is all our home as a collective league. That's our house. You don't treat visitors like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's how they're going to handle him. That's why I think he's going to get a multi-game suspension. But at the same time, whenever you start to see that, no, he told his previous team about this fan, and this fan clearly is traveling to troll this guy and to verbally hurt him, you know? And if those things were actually said and they are true, then this fan needs to be banned from NFL stadiums for life, because you can't say those things to another human. It doesn't matter if they're an athlete. We talked about it after the Marshawn Nealon tragedy. Is like, we see these guys in their pads and their helmets and their fancy cleats, and we see them as superheroes, especially DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
He has 0.5% body fat, and he is a monster of a human. We see him as a just freak of nature, not a person. You don't do that. So I can't be too mad at him. I do have a preview into your hits. Ian Rappaport saying that Gardner Minshew received some good news. His ACL was spared. Sources say after the MRI, he is still injured and could miss game time, but it's not what they feared.
Dude, he might have a chance to go out to lose to the Titans again then. that's a possibility for him. Also, number two on the misses list, Warren Brinson and Romeo Doubs. Now, you might be going, the hell is Warren Brinson? Think about this for a second. The Bears and Packers game was close. It was 3rd and 20, and Warren Brinson grabbed Caleb Williams' face mask, giving them a free first down and setting them up for a field goal. They make the field goal, and then Romeo Doubs cannot recover the onside kick, which gives them the ball, which allows them to tie the game up in the fourth quarter. And then that's when the Bears make the amazing play to Jahdae Walker, who, what's that dance where you look like you're kind of hovering across the floor?
The
like
Juby slide.
The Juby slide. He did that across the back of the end zone, and that was awesome. And that was just a wild, like a whole 4 minutes of chaos. And then Caleb Williams says, I got you, DJ Moore, and nails one in the back of the end zone. And that's pretty impressive, man. That is an impressive outing right there. But the Packers, they gave up the booty. That's the way that one went for them. And it was Brinson with the face mask and then Romeo Doubs who could not recover the onside kick. Number one on the misses of the weekend, coming into this game, nobody had been sacked more times than Justin Herbert. Geno Smith and Cam Ward were tied at 49, and the Cowboys could not sack him. They could not put a sack on him, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
And that is
again.
That's just atrocious. Like that is bad, dude. This is a team that they just weren't good at this one particular thing, and you couldn't find a way to do it. So that stinks. All right, let's go to the hits of the weekend. Honorable mention, Chris Olave. 10 catches, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns, and his team won against the Jets.
Oh.
Did you know he considered retiring last year after multiple concussions?
Yes, and I was all for it because not only did he have multiple concussions, some of them were scary.
Mm-hmm. Where, oh, yeah, dude. Like, it looked like he was done.
Yeah.
Gone.
I worry for his long-term safety. Get that guardian cap, brother.
Mm-hmm. Also on the honorable mention, Jaylen Warren, 142 catches and 2 touchdowns, and his team won. So that's nice on his part right there. Parker Washington. 6 catches, 145 yards for Jacksonville, 24.2 yards per catch. He had a 63-yarder to go along with it, plus a touchdown, and the Jaguars have put everybody on notice that this isn't a fluke. Although somebody did text in earlier, and they said Liam Cohen's a fraud.
How?
I'm trying to figure it out.
How?
I've watched a couple of things on Liam Cohen when it comes to some of the play calls for touchdowns that he's designed. And I think it's quite interesting to see how he'll go back and watch a certain defense that a team has and how somebody didn't expose something he can expose. Because defenses have rules.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, every defense has a certain set of rules, and if you know how to manipulate those rules, you can create mismatches all over your routes. And Liam Cohen knows, he saw the rules of the Denver Broncos, one of the best defenses in the league, and went out there and with Parker Washington and Trevor Lawrence and company, exposed them and made them look bad. So that was nice work by Liam Cohen. I just don't know. I don't know exactly why he would be a fraud. But I'm interested to hear that person's continual excessive information about why they think that. Number three, Calais Campbell got another block, his 11th block in his career. Now, that brought me to this question. Who has the most kick blocks in their block kicks in their career? And evidently, Hall of Famer Alan Page is widely credited with the most blocked field goals in NFL history with 27.
Oh, yes. I often talk about him.
I don't, but he's actually come up this year more than I expected.
This is the most random.
I went back. I went back and I brought him up during training camp this year for a specific defensive ends conversation. Calais Campbell though now has 11. He is behind Julius Peppers with 13 and Sean Rogers with 17. They say so. That's where we stand. Is Alan Page, who has like a lot of other unreliable older claims about his 27, but Julius Peppers and Sean Rogers at 13 and 17, and Calais Campbell is now at 11. Dude's really has so much respect for what he's done. Number two, Kenneth Gainwell. Did you see the catch that Kenneth Gainwell made down the sideline that bounced off of his arm? It was my new favorite catch this year. He's flying down the sideline. He's got Anzalone on his side. Dives, the ball hits his forearm, bounces up in the air, and he grabs it and then realizes nobody's touched him and then stands up and runs it in for a touchdown. And I was like, that right there, like that's focus to be able to just get the, you know, to catch the ball in general and a little bit of luck to go along with it. And that was nice for them. And then number one, hit of the weekend, Caleb Williams. Now you might be thinking, yeah, it was a really good throw by him. No. Caleb Williams spent his victory Sunday handing out meals to the less fortunate while wearing a cheese grater hat.
That's wonderful.
Because he shredded the Green Bay Packers. And I think I just appreciate that on his part. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is the greatest thing ever, but that was pretty nice trolling. And I respect a good troll job. So nice work by Caleb Williams. You win, sir. The hit of the week. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for Wanker of the Weekend. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.